if I was you boys, I'd bring back Caddy. Cadwallader, probably the greatest ever footballer known to Rollsway player, and Tony Deacon. I'd get them two boys back if I was you.
I think the lad, those lads, they are real legends of Rollsway. Not legends, legends. We're going to, we've sent Deeks away for the season, actually, scouting for Blackpool. He's got himself hooked up with a mate that's got a box over there, so he's been away most of the season. And as you know, Deeks works at the post office. We're getting all the post office boys in. Got the likes of Popeye in, who had a bit of power to us. Taggy would have him, I think, but...
Taggy would kill him.
Taggy would kill him, but...
Martin Hall? He's not a
Martin
bad player.
Hall, great player. Yeah. One player of the year last year, you know. Tasty looking bird as well. He's all right as our Marty.
Yeah, but you were on about Deacon there. You said he had a friend in Blackpool.
He's got a friend in Blackpool. He's got a friend in Thailand as well, apparently. He'll be going out there with the McCabe boys to find a ladyboy or two, I think.
Maybe they'll sign him for Ronald's way, because you need somebody.
We need somebody with some balls. We get a few ladyboys over.
So, prediction your season next year, you're bottom, you don't want to finish bottom, you don't want the wooden spoon. Maloo normally got it, or Foxdale normally got it. Douglas and District were in not so long ago, and they've rised to 10th, and they've had a pretty good season. Are you missing many players, or you've got a few young lads, are you just bedding them in and hopefully you get a few more?
We're hoping that these young lads are going to bring a few more lads down, to be honest. We had a bad break with Henry. Henry broke his leg, Henry Tung, about a month and a half ago now. And that was a bit of blow, because there's a few of the lads down there. They're all big mates. You've got Kelvin, great goalkeeper in the combi. You wouldn't think it looking at that. But we played Peel in the Junior Cup, and he was man of the match. He was absolutely superb, and he only let 9 in. God knows how bad it would have been without him. You can see it on YouTube. It's unbelievable. We've got Will Gavin in nets for the first team. Two goalkeepers there, both at 18, 19. They're the future. We've got to keep hold of these lads. We've got Will's twin brother, Paul, in at fullback. We've got Bam and Henry, hopefully going to be fit again for next year. The likes of Jamie Heaney, Chris Rawlinson. These are the lads that we're hoping will stay with the club and take us on and maybe push over the coming years as they mature, get us higher up that table.
You mentioned Tong there, how bad he's. I know it was a double break or something, double fracture, and he was in hospital a long time. I think he was in intensive care after the operation as well, wasn't he? So how is he now? Has he fully recovered? Is he okay?
Yeah, fair play to Youth Centre. They were down last night. We played them. We ran them close to 9-2, their combi. But fair play to them. They've given Henry £500 to help him on his way. Hopefully he'll be up and playing next year. That's what we're hoping for.
That's nice, the Ramsey Youth Centre, isn't it?
It is. It's good. They're a good club. When Jerby folded, we obviously had the Airports Cup. It was the only cup we won every year because, hey, let's play Jerby. Now Youth Centre have stepped in. They've spanked us the last couple of times. Hopefully they might put their under-12s out and give us a run for our money next year. Let us have a decent chance. But they're a good club. I like them. We played them last night. We have a good crack with them.
And you had 7 first-teamers in there as well, I do believe, last night. Which, you know, they've always wanted to play for the combi. It must be a step up for them boys.
Yeah, you know, it's a bit of a promotion, I think, when they come down to the combi. Give them a run out, like you say. Jamie, Chris, playing well. Chris scored a goal for us last night. They are playing well, and like you say, we need to just mix them up with the new boys. The older boys. And get them playing again. It says it all when we've got a 46-year-old, I think he is, Stephen Quirk, who's our top goal scorer for the combi. So, but unfortunately, he wasn't there last night to add to that tally.
How many?
He just
got?
Can't control his feet.
Your leading goal scorer's got six.
Six in the combi, yeah. And I think the leading goal scorer for the first team's got 7.
Can we just point out none of those were penalties?
No.
Just looking at the table, 7 points for the first team. Tell us about your wins.
Well, the first one I'd like to point out, the first team, they beat Police. I think it was 7-2 earlier in the season, or 7-3. That was by far their best performance of the season. Combi didn't have a game that day, so myself and Simon were down scouting to see if any one of them want to play in our combi, but... they were happy that day. They cracked on. That was a great performance. But for some reason, they just can't do it week in, week out. Obviously, when you've got players that are in their 30s and 40s, fitness is a key. You're playing against kids that are 18, 19, 20. They're running rings round us at times. We've got some good players in there that would maybe get games at other clubs in first teams, but they're on its way through and through. The likes of Dwayne Dawson, Kevin Murphy.
Your season's finished now, and obviously there's a few trophies down Ronald's way for your players' player and your player of the year. And have you got any favours? Is anybody in the hat, or dare you mention any names? Wixie, you must be in with a shout.
Well, you know, every year I'm in for players' player, but for some reason there's a conspiracy going on. Never won that. I've won two trophies in my time at Ronald's Way. I've won the Woods Cup, and I've won Most Improved Player. Now, I remember picking that up. I was about 24, and Mick McCann said, "Flipping heck." So I nearly swore then. Mick McCann said to me, "Flipping heck, last year you must have been comatosed," and I think he was right. But that was the year when we had a really, really good first team the previous year that took us up to the First Division. The likes of Alan McCulloch, Ronnie McCulloch, Billy Newton. We had a really good first team, took us up to the First Division. Unfortunately, them lads had a bit of a fallout and decided to leave. And I think that was probably really when Ronald's Way, we struggled for that year and we finished up bottom, coming straight back down again. I was a young lad and I've stayed at Ronald's Way. It's a lovely club, great club.
Well, we play cricket there. Wicks, he's one of the best cricketers on the island. But unfortunately, age doesn't matter when you're playing cricket, does it?
I think, no, I can't play cricket, mate, bloody useless. But I hear Popeye's good with a bat and a ball.
Yeah, that's enough for Popeye.
I've got you down for young player of the season.
Yeah, young player of the season, 64-year-old who?
Exactly. Yeah.
Tony Deacon.
Yeah.
We've got a few young lads down there, as I've said before, and they're up for players' player. The likes of, young player, likes of Kelvin, Will, Paul, even Liam Crawley we've got in the combi. You know, he's a decent player when he applies himself. You know, he can be a bit of a lunatic at times, but when he applies himself, he'd be in that first team every week. You know, we've then got the older heads. We've got the likes of Sean Rydens, who comes on as sub for the first team. To be honest, I think that's why we're down the bottom, because Sean comes on when we're three or four up at half time, and then it just dies a death. But I think he's going to stick to coaching next year. He's bringing his young lads down, Josh and Kane, and I think they're going to help him on the coaching side, which is really going to help bring the club on. We've had Glenn Weir there, obviously, the last few years. Glenn's going to stay in as FA rep. He's brought the coaching on. He's got his coaching badges, and Caddy's got his coaching badges, you know. So hopefully Caddy will be down. He'll be training the boys, showing them how to showboat and such like he used to be able to do. Hopefully he'll just be able to leave a Zimmer frame at home.
And dye his hair, because his hair's dyed every week, isn't it?
Is that Caddy or is that Glenn?
That's Caddy and Glenn.
I think so. Just for Glenn.
Yeah, just for Glenn, yeah.